A Florida developer hopes to lure millennials to downtown Kannapolis within a few years by building a hotel, apartments, shops, and restaurants. It's the first step in the city's plan to redevelop 50 acres it bought last year. WFAE's David Borax has more.
In July, the Kannapolis City Council chose Lansing Melbourne Group for the first in a series of developments the city hopes will transform the old mill center downtown. Developer Peter Floats says the $60 million project will start with apartments aimed at younger residents, including workers at the nearby North Carolina Research Campus.
We're going to try to attract the millennial market downtown because those are the customers for entertainment uses and restaurant uses and the like. They're the first sort of pioneers usually in a redeveloped downtown.
Speaking on WFAE's Charlotte Talks, Floats says the city has already pulled off the hardest part, buying the land. Kannapolis bought about 50 acres of aging buildings and vacant lots last year from Research Campus developer David Murdoch for nearly $9 million. Future projects include an entertainment district with a minor league baseball stadium and a performing arts center. City Manager Mike Legg says the goal is
entertainment, people downtown at all hours of the day and night, into the weekends. The foot traffic is really critical. That's what we want to see.
Construction on a hotel or apartments could begin as early as next year. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.